Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of your presence. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Your word said, in you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Breathe upon this service tonight. Visit somebody. Lift the burden from the heart of somebody. Destroy that fear of death, that fear of the future, that fear of the unknown. Let that family cycle be broken. Let that pattern of death be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, Father, open the ears of your people. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of yours. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. We worship you. We honor you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Say a loud amen. I welcome everyone tonight to this first preservation service of the year of 2024. This preservation service is going to lay the foundation for every other preservation service for this year. So I want you to listen attentively to the intensity of the release that God will be giving to us. Psalm 91, verse 1 to 2. It said, he that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. The subject is preservation by God. Preservation by God. With a threefold objective. One, understanding preservation by God. Number two, understanding how God preserves. Number three, understanding man's role in divine preservation. Preservation by God, how God preserves, and man's role in preservation by God. It is abundantly clear throughout scripture that God is a defender, a protector, a preserver of the lives and destinies of his people. God is a protector, a defender, a preserver of the lives and the destinies of his people. We even have occasions in scripture, where God protected people, defended people that didn't appear qualified. And we are going to look at about 10 examples in scripture where God showed that he is a protector, a defender, a preserver of the lives and the destinies of his people. Number one, Adam.
The preservation of Adam and Eve. The preservation of Adam and Eve. God had told them that the moment they fell into sin, the moment they disobeyed him, they were going to die. And they disobeyed God. Before they could die, whether physically or whatever, God did something in Exodus 3 and in verse 21. The Bible said, Genesis 3 and in verse 21. And God, unto us, unto Adam also, and to his wife, did God make coats of skins and clothed them. He covered them. Apart from the physical covering he gave to them, there was a spiritual symbolism of the covering. In Leviticus 17:11, he said, the life of all flesh is in the blood. And I have given it unto you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. When God killed an animal and used the skin of the animal to clothe Adam and Eve in the garden, it was a preservation operation. It was a defense operation. Whatever consequences would have been physical was mitigated against for that moment by using the blood of an animal to atone for their souls. Number two example, the preservation of Cain. This is one of those examples I told you that God had protected people even that didn't look like they qualified. Cain had killed his brother Abel. And in Genesis, after God had placed certain curses on Cain, and he told him cursed his heel from the earth, that opened his mouth to drink his brother's blood. A fugitive you shall be, a vagabond you shall be. Then Cain spoke to God in Genesis 4 and in verse 13. And Cain began to speak. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. And from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Keep going. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. I am the one who cursed him. But I now forbid that anybody should kill him. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest anybody finding him should kill him. Cain killed his brother. God released some curses. But when Cain pleaded for mercy, God placed a mark upon Cain so that Cain should not be killed. What a merciful God. If the God that Cain offended would mark Cain against destruction, there is no witch that can mark you for destruction. There is no wizard that can mark you for destruction. There is no father's house altar that can mark you for destruction. I announce today every demonic mark of destruction looking for you is erased by the blood of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. We serve a God who protects, a God who preserves, a God who defends. Number three, the preservation of Abraham. In this case, somebody took Abraham's wife. Abimelech, the king of Gerar, he had not even done anything yet. And Genesis 20 and in verse 3, God appeared to him in the night. God came to Abimelech in the dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. That is, God was just looking like a mother hen. Looking like a mother hen. Waiting for who would dare his boy Abraham. Preservation, the preservation of Abraham. Number four is the preservation of Jacob. In Genesis 31, when Laban was looking for Jacob's trouble, God appeared to Laban in the dream. In Genesis 31 and in verse 24. And the Bible said, and God came to Laban the Syrian in the dream by night. And he said unto him, take heed that you speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Don't speak bad to him, don't speak good, just be careful with yourself. If you dare him, I dare you. That is God physically arrived and say, I am God. How many human beings will survive the visit of God? And then in Genesis chapter 35 and in verse 5, we are still seeing the preservation of Jacob. And they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. God placed something called the terror of the Lord that was around Jacob and his family, and the pursuers could not pursue them. I prophesy to somebody here today, the people that normally look for other people, when they think about you, they will have heart attack. From this moment forward, I decree, pursuers will never be able to pursue you in the name of Jesus. In 2024, pursuers will never be able to pursue you and your family. In the name of Jesus. That was the preservation of Jacob. Now number five, the preservation of the Jews in Persia. That was in the days of Queen Esther. The Jews in Persia, there was a decree that all the Jews should be killed. And then Esther fasted in Genesis, in Esther chapter 4 and in verse 16. I'm going to go to the king, which is not according to the custom. If I perish, I perish. The outcome of that fast. Was the preservation of the Jews in Persia. In Esther chapter 8 and in verse 11. Esther chapter 8 and in verse 11. Wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves together and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, to cause to perish all the power of the people and province that will assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. So the Bible said, upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, the copy of the writing for the commandment to be given in every province was published unto all the people, and that the Jews should be ready against that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. The Bible said it later that the Jews had power on those who wanted to destroy them. If you look at Esther chapter 9 verse 1 to 2. Esther chapter 9, the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them. Those who are looking for you, hating you, and waiting for your destruction, it shall turn around. It shall turn the other way. In the name of Jesus. When they want you dead, you will find them dead. The pit they dug for you, they'll be buried in that pit. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. God moved into battle so that the predator became the prey. One of the things I like a little, I don't watch many things, but if I have 2 minutes to watch anything, it is wildlife. I enjoy seeing the one who wants to humiliate others humiliated. I watched a clip yesterday, you saw it, where this big tiger rushed at. It was like a mountain goat. And what they do is to hold them at the jugular and squeeze their blood supply to the brain. And then they fall down. So he held this mountain goat. The mountain goat struggled and released his horn. And then the horns were like the pikes of a porcupine. The horns were sharp like this. Once he got free, he hit the tiger on the tummy twice. The tiger retreated, walked by the side, and fell to the floor. Blunt abdominal injury. Gone on the spot. The goat looked and then pick race, and he passing through the midst of them went his way. That is what you shall do to everyone looking for you this year. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Anyone who wants you dead, in the name of Jesus, they will find themselves in the pit they dug for you. Shout the loudest amen. That was the defense power, the protective power of God that gave the Jews the power to overpower those who wanted them dead. Preservation of the Jews in Persia in the days of Esther. Number 6 was the preservation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We read all of this news, all of these Bible stories from Sunday school. Daniel chapter 3, verse 21. You know the story, how they were thrown into the lions den. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeded hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, behold, I see 4 men. We threw 3 in. But I'm seeing 4 people walking in the midst of the fire. We bound them, but they are walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. My challenge is that the form of the 4th man is like the Son of God. He appeared different from them. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the sea. People who threw them into the fire were burnt, so they could not ask anybody to go near to bring them out. Come forth, just bring yourself out. Nobody can come near. Bring you, walk out by yourself. That was the fire that can roast person. And they, now, go to the, then, come forth and come hither. Go ahead, let me finish that place. Come forth and come hither. Comfort of the midst of the fire. And then, verse 27, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, they saw this man, upon whose bodies the fire had no power. The fire has no power, because fire cannot burn fire. He maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flaming fire. Fire don't burn fire. Lion don't eat lion. On whose bodies? The fire. I'm reading that passage. Please bring it back. The fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. Not one hair missed. Neither were their coats changed, nor could you perceive the smell of fire on them. How can somebody be in the midst of fire, in the midst of smoke? You couldn't smell it. That is the defense, the preservation power of God. I announce to someone here, I don't care what the enemy manufacture or orchestrate against your life and against your destiny, it won't work. It won't work. In 2024, it won't work. There will be no smell of your agenda on your life. There shall be no smell of it on your life. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. For somebody here this year, God shall use you to persecute the devil and his agents. Give the Lord a praise. Give him a shout of victory. Please take your seat. So you go through our scripture. You see the preservation and the defense power of God. That was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Number 7 is Daniel, the preservation of Daniel. Daniel chapter 6 verse 18 to 23. You saw how Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, and he has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt, not his scratch, was found on him, not his cloth, because he believed in his God. Today, I decree, whenever men gather to gang up and conspire, there will not be a scratch on your life. There will not be a scratch on your body. There will not be a scratch on your destiny. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. But the next day, those who accused Daniel were brought into the lion's den. The Bible said the lion overpowered them. Before they reached the bottom of the pit, he tore them to pieces from the air. Because they had been hungry since yesterday, they brought them food that they could not eat. Lion had been fasting. Their eyes were red. This is Daniel. It's not food. It's another lion. So they were waiting. But it's possible that Daniel must have prophesied to his fellow lions. Brethren, just relax. When I'm out of here, the next thing you will see is food. Hey! Food arrived. The Bible says that. Place that passage for me. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children. Beware who your father is. Beware who your father is. Because his iniquity may affect your life. Beware who your husband, beware who you submit your head and submit your life to. That happened to Achan. Achan, his wife, his children, all stoned to death. That happened to Gehazi. Leprosy of Naaman follows you and your lineage. Somebody say loud, amen. All of them were taken, and the lion overpowered them. You will not die another person's death. You will not die another person's death. You will not die another person's death. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Lift your right hand and shout the loud most, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, O God of preservation, I apply today for your preservation power on my life in 2024. It is released in the name of Jesus. That was the preservation of Daniel. We have two more or three more, and then we are through. Please be seated. Number three, the preservation of baby Jesus. Baby. As a baby. Almighty God organized the preservation of his only begotten son. In Matthew 2 and in verse 13 to 14. Matthew 2 verse 13 to 14. And when they were departed, the wise men, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt and be there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. That was a preservation. Move now. There are people who don't understand the difference between faith and foolishness. That was not the time to exercise faith. That was the time to receive direction to move. There are those who say, oh, wait, Herod can do nothing. God is telling you, Herod wants to destroy the boy. In Matthew 2:19-20, we now saw how, but when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared again in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, return, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. This is the basis of that message I preached titled, they are dead. Everyone looking for you, I stand here to announce they are dead. In the year 2024, this shall be the verdict. If you have not done them anything and they are looking for your life, they sense that you have a big destiny. They sense that you have a purpose to fulfill and they are looking for your life by all means. I stand here to announce in a short while from today, the verdict shall be they are dead. The verdict shall be they are dead. The news shall be they are dead. Somebody say aloud amen. Look at your number, say everyone looking for you, wanting to destroy your life and destiny. In a short while, you will hear the verdict, and it is they are dead. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And that verdict has produced many results in the life of many people. They are dead. The preservation of baby Jesus, number 9. The rescue and preservation of Peter. After Herod had killed James, beheaded him, they went for Peter. But in Acts chapter 12, verse 5, Acts chapter 12 and in verse 5, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hand. That was a man that was doomed to be beheaded, that was rescued and kept alive. Listen to this. Don't base your expectation on anybody's experience. Base your expectation on divine revelation. Don't let the basis of your expectation be the experience of somebody. Let the basis of your expectation be the word of Scripture. Why do I say so? It was easy for Peter to resign himself to fate that since James was killed by the same Herod this is the same Herod that will also, that says he will kill him. The last time he said he will kill person, he killed person. No. No. I don't know the circumstances of James' death, but I refuse to die like James. Only God knows why James died. Only God knows why he allowed James to die. Only God knows. When we go to heaven, at the last assembly, we'll understand the story by and by. But for now, I'm standing on the word, not standing on the experience of James. That is why you can't die like your brother died. You can't die like your sister died. You can't die like your father died. Hey! What has finished others in your family cannot finish you. What has killed a friend you know cannot kill you. You cannot go just like that. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And finally, is the preservation of Paul, the apostle, and those who sailed with him. Paul the apostle was in the middle of danger on the high sea. In Acts chapter 27 and in verse 22, Acts 27, 22, Paul said, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve. And he said unto me, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given you all them that sail with you. Everybody who is on this journey with you, I give them to you. Fear not, Paul. And I'm glad to announce to you that another Paul is preaching to you. That is Paul. Everybody that is inside this boat with you. Everybody that is inside this ship with you. Everybody that is inside this journey with you. There shall be no loss. I announce to you today. You are in this journey together. The journey of 2024. You are in this ship. We are sailing together. I announce to you. No devil shall cut your life short. No ancestral altar. No generational altar. No family altar. No witchcraft altar. No occultic altar shall cut your life before your time. You shall fulfill your days. Your children shall fulfill their days. You believe that? Shall the Lord say amen. Help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them, fear not, there shall be no loss. Talk to them, prophesy it with audacity. Hey! Fear not, there shall be no loss. Give him the loud shout of, hey! Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I have two more things to do. We shall pray, take the communion, and get the anointing. So the next level of our message is, how does God preserve? How does God preserve? Number one, by himself. By the visitation of himself. That is, God appears to the one looking for you. And he tells them, if you want to die, touch him. By the visitation of himself. That was what he did to Abimelech. In Genesis chapter 20 and in verse 3. That is God himself at work. He came to Abimelech in the dream by night. And he said to him, behold, you are a dead man. For the person you have taken is a man's wife by himself. In Genesis chapter 31 and in verse 24, he came to Laban himself by night and said unto him, take heed that you don't talk to Jacob anyhow. In Psalm 91 verse 1 to 2, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I stand. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Here, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because yourself you are with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God protects, he defends, he preserves by himself. Visiting the people who are looking for you, or standing around you by himself to say, if they burn you, well, come close. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Number two, by his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, just like you are hearing now. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destructions. So the word sent into your life at the place of preaching, at the place of listening or studying, carry preservation power. In Psalm 91 and in verse 4, he said, his truth, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Truth is word. Thy word is truth. John 17, 17. So the truth is the word. He said the word will be your shield. So there are revelations you get that shield you. The light shines in darkness. John 1, 5. And the darkness comprehends it not. Light is revelation. There are revelations of the word you get that break to pieces the forces of darkness. Am I speaking to somebody here? I announce to someone here today, God will visit one agent of the devil on your behalf tonight. The revelation you need to preserve your life is coming your way tonight. By himself, by his word. Number three is by his voice. Voice of direction. When we say his word, we are talking about scripture and the revelation you get from scripture. When we say by his voice, we are talking about him speaking to you on steps to take, moves to make, who to avoid, where to avoid. His voice. That was the voice that came to Joseph in Matthew chapter 2 verse 13. Take the child and go to Egypt. Pharaoh is looking for the boy to kill him. Sorry, Herod. By his voice. And then the voice came again in chapter in verse 19. Matthew 2, 19 to 20. Now return the child back because the person looking for him is dead. By his voice. In 1 Samuel 23, verse 12 to 13, we saw the voice rescuing David from the men of Keilah. And David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver you up. So David and his men, which were about 600, arose and ran by his voice. The voice of God is designed for the rescue of man from danger. By his voice. His voice of direction. So it's by his word, by himself, by his word, by his voice. Number four, by the blood. The blood of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 3 and in verse 21, we saw how that God made coats of skins and clothed Adam and his wife. That was the blood that was shed for their preservation. Exodus 12 and in verse 13, we see the Passover blood. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you the blood. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Tonight, the blood shall be speaking as we take the communion. And I declare what is destroying others will never locate you. We had a very drastic testimony of a little child that was born with congenital malformations. Distended tummy, kidneys were faulty, all manner of terrible things. This mother, grandmother began to give the child communion daily. We saw the picture of that child, I think it was on Sunday or so. Yesterday, healing and deliverance service. And how that child is 7 months. They didn't give that child any number of days to live. But he lived by the power of the blood. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 11 and in verse 12. He says, as for thee, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. By the blood of the covenant, you turn to the stronghold. The blood is our stronghold. We turn to the blood and we are delivered from destruction. And Revelation chapter 12, that's the child there. That was the child a few days or how many days after birth with that distended tummy. Now you see it. It's a complete picture of the child after he had encountered the communion. That's the child, delivered, liberated, beautiful little baby. Yesterday we carried that child by the power of the blood. Revelation 12:11 said that, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome the devil by the blood. We overcome destruction. We overcome premature death by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. I prophesy to you, every death looking for you, the blood is against them. So by himself, he preserves us. By his word, by his voice of direction, by the blood. Number 5, by his angels. He sends his angels. The ministry of angels, Psalm 34 and in verse 7. Psalm 34 and in verse 7, he said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them. Their assignment is to camp around us to deliver us. Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. Daniel told us that God sent his angel. God sent his angel. Verse 21 now. God sent his angel. 22. God sent his angel. God sent his angel. And he shut the lion's mouth by his angel. Acts chapter 27, verse 22 to 24. Paul the apostle was telling us the testimony. How that an angel of the Lord stood by him this night and said there shall be no loss. An angel came to him at night by his angels. In Acts chapter 12 and in verse 7, we saw also Peter. The angel of the Lord came upon Peter in the night, and the light shined in the prison. And that was Peter's deliverance. Am I too fast? Or maybe too slow? Alright. Psalm 91 verse 11 and 12. Exciting scripture. Alright, start from verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. I wish somebody would say a louder amen. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. By his angels. Number 6. How does God preserve? By his terror. Terror. Genesis 35 verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. That is, God surrounds your climate with a dread, a terror. Genesis chapter 41. Sorry, Genesis 2 and 25. Genesis 2, 25. And they were, was that Genesis, sorry, Deuteronomy 2, 25. Deuteronomy 2, 25, sorry. This day, I will begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. I want to saturate your climate with terror, fear. There is such a terror. In Genesis 31:42, I saw something when Jacob was talking to Laban. He said, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac has been with me. It is God he is referring to as the fear of Isaac. So God is not just a God, he is a fear. He is a dread. He is a terror. His presence can be feelable where you feel like shaking. His presence also can be feelable where you feel like you want to quake. God, sir, there was a neighborhood we lived in Abuja here some time ago. When they were looking for us for house there, I'm talking about 15, 20 years ago, thereabout. People packed out of that location for robbery. You remember? That there was a woman almost every night, robbery, almost, that they showed us the house. This woman, this house was a woman, well-to-do or something. And she experienced a terrible robbery and she moved out of that neighborhood for good. That same compound was where they found for us. It is twin duplex. This one, the person moved out. This one, the people showing you house are the one talking. Oh. And run. Road is not tarred. Dust. Dust road. We moved there. 1 year, no show. 2 years, no show. 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Somebody said they were robbing here every night before you people came here. What is happening? And there was nothing extra done. Nothing. Nothing. Now, even if you were to guard your own house, will you guard everybody's house in the neighborhood? That is almost everywhere. Nothing extra was done. But I perceive that a terror arrived in that environment. That's why I'm saying this story. I perceive a terror, a dread just came and occupied the territory. So that as they are passing and they are trying, thinking evil, they just, their heart is already beating. Supposing they catch us. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout a louder amen. I prophesy to you today, that same terror of the Lord is invading your premises and your neighborhood. Invading your life. Shout the loudest amen. Look at your number. Say the terror of the Lord is coming around your life. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Don't forget that God is not just God. He is a terror. By his fear, number seven, by his wall of fire. I say the Lord will be a wall of fire. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. How does God preserve? By his wall of fire. I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about. And I'll be the glory in the midst of her. By his wall of fire. Also Joel chapter 2 and in verse 3. His fire devoured before them, behind them a flame burned. So fire is in front, fire is behind, they are inside fire. Surrounded by fire. Too on fire to be confronted by the devil. By his wall of fire. And number 8. Very, very strange. By his blessing. The blessing of the Lord carries the defense of the Lord. Whenever God blesses a person, in Job chapter 1 verse 10, Satan the devil, the number one attacker, was the one giving testimony. What will you do when Satan appears in church and says, I have a testimony? He was testifying to God concerning Job's life. Does Job fear you for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him? And about his house? And about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands. And his substance is increased in the land. This is what we call the blessing hedge. Whenever you are blessed, you are hedged. When God blesses, he hedges. He hedges the blessing. His provision comes with his protection. No wonder he said in Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8. Isaiah 65 and in verse 8. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. Wherever you find the blessing, destruction is not permitted. So when I say you are blessed, it's another way of saying you are protected. It's another way of saying you are preserved. Are you ready to say amen now? You are blessed! It means you have both provision and preservation. Can I say that again? You are blessed! It means you have both provision and preservation. Are you ready to receive it again? You are blessed! A final time. You are blessed! Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. I am taking this time because this is the foundation laying preservation service for the year of 2024. Preservation for January and preservation for the year. Now, how does God preserve? By himself. Number 2, by his word. Number 3, by his voice. Number 4, by the blood. Number 5, by his angels. Number 6, by his terror. Number 7, by his wall of fire. And number 8, by the blessing. Finally, in conclusion tonight, how do you activate the preservation of God? What is the role of man in walking in preservation? How do you activate the preservation power of God? Number 1. What do you do? Number 1. Walk in the fear of God. Walk in the fear of God. Proverbs 19:23. It said, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that has it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. He shall not be visited with evil. He shall not be visited with evil. Isaiah 33, verse 15 to 16. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, not telling lies, that despise the gain of oppression. It doesn't make money from oppressing people. That shakes his hand from holding bribes. It's not a giver or a taker of bribes. That stops his ears from hearing blood. It's not a wicked person. Does not like bloodshed. That shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He said that man shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. He shall be in a place that is far beyond the reach of hand. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. Walk with a conscience
that is void of offense towards God and man. Don't hurt God. Don't hurt man. You position yourself for divine preservation. For the wicked flee when no man pursues. But the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Number two, walk in the light of the word. The light of the word. Let the word of God, let the word of God, let the word of God have a place in your heart, in your spirit. John chapter 1 verse 5. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Psalm 91 verse 4. He said, His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Walk in the light of the word. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What is the meaning of this? No devil can kill me before my time. What is your revelation? Just give me one scripture that is the basis why you talk like that. Don't just talk boldly without spiritual force from inside. Am I communicating? Don't. When you are talking, let faith back the talk. Let there be a force from inside. I know that I'm a standing corn of wheat. I can't be harvested until it is time. I know that Jesus tasted death. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. He died young, so I'm not cut short before my time. You understand? You must be able to have at the back of your mind, in your spirit, a deep-seated revelation. You have seen it in the word, you believe it, and you are walking in the ruggedity of it. And you know light is reflective. When the devil sees you coming with light, he sees it. The word of God is light. Witches and wizards, when they see you, they see the strength of light you are walking with. Even if you didn't see anything, they can see through your spirit. And then they know those who are boasting just with mouth, talking because others are talking. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? Sons of Sceva. Give account of yourself. They couldn't give the account of themselves. They couldn't say, I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. And then the devil say, what am I seeing? Antelope came to hand over himself to lion. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive light. The way to do it is to pick messages such as this. Pick messages of fulfilling your days. Pick messages of heritage of health. God's plan. You know, all those. And then as you listen to them, light and light and light will just charge up your spirit. All of a sudden, when you stand up, you will behave like a drunkard who does not need to count the number of cups he drank. All that he knows is that the alcohol has entered his body and has changed his behavior. Just study the word until it changes your behavior. Listen to the message until it changes your mentality. Until your behavior is adjusted. Your walking step is strengthened, solidified. Somebody say amen. One day we were walking at the airport. My daughter Deborah began to take snapshot of me and video recording from the back. I said, what is this? I don't understand your walking. The walking step is somehow. How did you learn how to walk? I said, hey, buddy, there is something that you know on the inside that solidifies your steps and concretizes your moves. You are just moving with certain knowing. Even if you saw the president of the world coming on the other side, it doesn't change your move.
One man met me. He says he's an ambassador from so-and-so country. Please, you are the ambassador of which country, please? It's Heathrow Airport. Because the way he saw me walking, it was so diplomatic. I don't know what he saw. Say a louder amen. Lift up your right and say, Father, from this moment, I shall walk in light. I shall walk with light. Shout the Lord and say amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. The kind of light I'm talking about is where if you are confronted or challenged, you don't think of which scripture to quote. It just comes as a reaction on the spot. Walk in the light. Number three, walk in faith. The just shall live by his faith. Hebrews or Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Walk in faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Walk in faith means walk devoid of doubt. Walk in faith means deny unbelief any place. Walk in faith means take actions that correspond with your belief. Walk in faith. Number four. Walk free of fear. Walk free of fear. Job said, the things I feared came on me. Fear invites disaster. Job 3, 24 to 25. Walk free of fear. 1 John chapter 4 verse 18 says, fear has a torment. Or fear has torment. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. Walk. There are many things you hear, oh, kidnap here, this there, that there. And if you are not careful, your mind just gets overwhelmed with fear. And listen, if the only news you hear is the news in the world, in the air, you will never be a man of faith. Quote me any day. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing. Those who are connected to permanent negative news. The village, somebody's under there. Some people were traveling, is under there. And those who are, whenever somebody, one day they sent me a video of somebody, some people were they are beheading somebody. They said, send me. Say, I'm not watching. What do I watch it to do? Number one, my heart is too tender to watch such a thing. I've seen a couple of such before in time past, and I knew its effect on me. But there are some. Let me see. Hey, Jesus. And he's still watching. If they send another one, he will still see it. There are people who listen to negative stories and they are interested in hearing details. When people come to my office at times, they want to tell 30 minutes, 45 minute story. That wizard, Pastor, you need to know the wickedness of this wizard. Let me give you detail. So I said, please, I don't have the time. Okay, now, summary. What do you want God to do for you? Is that not where we are going to end? Is that the end of the whole thing? Is it not what you want God to do for you? Say it now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Faith coming by hearing. What you hear determines
your faith or your fear. They feed your faith or feed your fear. See, so just make up your mind that you will hear more of the word of God than of the news of the world. You will hear more from the Bible. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I want to hear is Bible. That's the first thing that I want to enter my ears. Some people, the first thing they want to check is their phone. First test message. Chai! Somebody was killed on the road to your village. Second test message. Ah! That your close friend in the office encountered kidnappers. Third test message. Please join me in prayer because the doctor gave me a bad day. These are the first things that encountered your day. And you're wondering why you don't have faith. And you're wondering why you're always afraid. Today, I decree that agenda of hell is over forever. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Walk in faith. Walk free of fear. Number five. Speak correctly. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge and my fortress. Psalm 91 verse 2. My God, in Him will I fear. Speak accurately. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. You cannot talk death and have life. You can't talk defeat and have victory. You can't talk failure and have success. Let's be real. The country is bad. Yes. But the Bible says, when men are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Let's be real. Nothing is working. Is that what you want? Somebody say aloud, amen. Talk audaciously. I can't die before my time. Nobody can have his own oxygen in his nose and take my own. Kill yourself first. Kill yourself first. Kill yourself first. Call yourself a witch. And your expertise is to cut people short, not me. Cut yourself short. You need such rugged and you need to talk it. Because God said, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. We having the same spirit of faith, we have believed, so have we spoken. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. Anything you believe is useless until it can be declared. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is part of, I will say of the Lord is my refuge. You say I'm your refuge, here am I. I am your refuge. I am your fortress. I am your God. You trust me, I will prove it. We have talked like that. At times people thought we were foolish. We have talked like that since. Talk like that. Preservation areas. Talk like that financial area. Talk like that in health areas. And it is showing on every side. Lift up your voice and just say one thing that you think is correct. Say in the name of Jesus. I shall fulfill my days. Say it with audacity. I shall fulfill my days. I cannot be cut short before my time. No wicked witch or wizard can take my life from me. I shall live. If there is no occasion to talk it, when you stand in front of your mirror, and you adjust your dress. This young man is fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. I was not created for an experimentation of witchcraft. No witch can experiment with my life. No wicked man will practice wickedness using my life. Talk to yourself. Talk about yourself. Hear it and then walk out with boldness and audacity and confront the day squarely. That until you fulfill your days, no devil is permitted to have 1 second. That is, if you are to die when you are age 80, 80 years or age 90 or 95 years, 2 days, 5 hours, 30 minutes, 2 seconds. That is when you are meant to go. And then the devil said, can I have the 2 seconds on top? He said, bastard devil, go to hell. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. Speak correctly. Speak accurately. Number 6. What is that? I've mentioned 5 things. Why are you on number 4? Number 1, walk in the fear of God. Number 2, walk in the light of the word. Number 3, walk in faith. Number 4, walk free of fear. Number 4, walk free of fear. Walking in faith is a separate matter. Walk free of fear. And I gave you scriptures. Job chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Walk free of fear. Number 5. Speak correctly. Number 6. Walk in spiritual sensitivity. Let God talk to you. If you can't hear, at least you should be able to dream. Job chapter 33 and in verse 14. For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. For what purpose? That he may withdraw man from his own agenda and hide arrogance from man. For what purpose again? Verse 18. He keepeth his soul from the pit. He's trying to show you something so you don't fall into the pit they dug for you. And so he can help your life from perishing by the sword. Sensitivity averts calamity. Direction prevents destruction. One day, a man came. They had had a very terrible accident. People died. I heard the story and I was grieved in my heart. Lord, what has happened? I can't forget what I heard. He said that was a journey that was not meant to be made. That was a trip that was not meant to be. Person die. Man's hand broken, all manner of disaster. And I said to the man, it is well. But while I was praying and wondering what is it, this was what I heard from God. He said that was a journey that was not meant to be made. He said it is true, sir. Everything was against the journey. You see, I literally struggled to go. I think one of the people in the trip said, please, we have to make this journey. We have to make this journey. A journey you must not make, may you never make it. That amen can be better. A friend you should not have, may you never have such a friend. A neighborhood you must not leave, may you never live in such a neighborhood. May God help you never to meet the person you must not know. There are people you must not meet. May you never meet them. And may no devil ever stop you from meeting the people you must meet. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Somebody say, how many of you there are, in your journey of life, there are people you met on your way that you wish you never knew them? Plenty. May you never meet people you must never meet. That is why sensitivity is important. Lord, is this journey all right? Should I go? Am I okay for this business? Are you in need? Walk in spiritual sensitivity. Number 7. And spiritual sensitivity happens at the frequency of prayer and fasting and waiting on the Lord generally. Praying. The summary of that one is be prayerful. Watch and pray. Just watch. Be watchful and be prayerful. Be watchful and be prayerful. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4. I will stand on my watch and I will watch to see what you will say. Be watchful and be prayerful to have spiritual sensitivity. Number 7. Walk in kingdom service. Make yourself an asset of the kingdom. Walk in kingdom service. Make yourself a kingdom asset. So that no devil can waste you easily. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. If you serve me, I will not allow them to waste you. I will not allow them to kill you before your time. That is what God is saying. If you serve me, I will not allow them to waste you. And I will not allow them to kill you. Daniel chapter 6 verse 20. You know what Nebuchadnezzar said? Is thy God whom thou servest continually, servest, able to deliver you? That is, your service is meant to deliver you. Thy God whom thou servest continually, servest. There is deliverance in service. There is preservation. Don't just sit in church. Serve with your time, with your life, with your gift, with your resources. Serve. Finally, number 8. Walk in giving and sacrifice. Giving and sacrifice. Sacrifice speaks. Giving speaks in times of trouble. Psalm 20 verse 1 to 3. He said, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Somebody say amen. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Say louder amen. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. Verse 3 is the key. May he remember all your offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Psalm 50 verse 14 to 15. 14 and 15. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Not everybody calls in trouble and God quickly hears. Let me show you somebody who was calling God in trouble and what was he doing. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to verse 11. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it a burnt offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. And the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines. And discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. He was offering sacrifice. And somebody came to fight him. And God said, really? You are God. In conclusion, many years ago, I went to Makurdi in Benue State, preached a message on adversity dissolving sacrifice. This message was preached before this church started. Adversity dissolving sacrifice. And I took it from the king of Moab, who sacrificed his son And then indignation was upon Israel. I said adversity. I said adversity can be dissolved by sacrifice. People gave. Woman brought material, cloth, that her wrapper, that her husband gave to her. Gave her money to buy. Husband is an unbeliever. Doesn't believe in God. Doesn't believe in church. Thinks that church is fraud. Thinks that everybody, nobody should go to church and so on. This woman gave the help. Her wrapper. Does God tie wrapper? For your information, most times material offering is a burden for any meaningful center. Most times. So this hell broke loose when the woman went home. You useless woman, giving all your things to church. Money I gave you to buy cloth. Go and return back that cloth. That was all. In the midst of that, the man was on the driving on River Benue bridge. Vehicle had accident. Somersaulted up and down, up and down, up and down. In the middle of that somersault, the man heard God's voice clearly. He said, "You would have died today if not for your wife's sacrifice." Unbeliever who doesn't believe in God, doesn't go believe in nothing. When an unbeliever says, "God, talk to me," believe him. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Your sacrifice can speak for your life and for your defense when nothing else can. The centurion in Luke chapter 7, his own sacrifice, he built a church and his servant was sick. Ready to die, according to scripture. The man was at the point of death. Jesus, can you come and pray for him? I am a bit busy. But the elders of the Jews came and said, "Augusta, this is not just anyhow personal. He loved our nation. And only him built church." Jesus said, "What? Only? Okay, let's go." And on his way coming, the man said, "You don't even need to bother coming. Speak a word only. And my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority." Jesus said, "Upon on top of building church, you still have this kind of faith? Your servant is healed." What was the key? He loved our nation. He built us a synagogue. Your sacrifice was all those 8 points mentioned. Employ them this year. Don't be laid back in sacrifice and giving. Don't be laid back. You don't know what altar is being erected for your preservation in times of disaster. It's a new day. Our time is so far gone, but we must pray preservation prayer now. Can we do that? We are going to take it instead of all the length of time. We're going to take at least half of the time, but we must pray this prayer. I trust the Lord that we should close before 8:30. We should. And I'm saying that because of the communion that we need to take. Lift your hands. First person can go up right now. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for his word to you. Lift your hands and lift your voice and appreciate God. Appreciate him for his word to you today. Let's pray. Laga braga da balaga baga da balaga da lefreke tu shuto baga da laga braga da. Hey, Jesus' precious name. Psalms 103 verse 1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Lift up your voice and say to me, Father, thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for the multiplicity of miracles, signs, and wonders yesterday. In the name of Jesus, we can say, Father,
Thank you for the gift of a new day. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, for the multiplicity of miracles, signs, and wonders yesterday. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. Rato shaka balaga braga daga laga baga las. Laga braga daga laga baga daga laga braga daga laga baga daga las. Laga braga daga laga baga daga laga daga laga las. Laga braga daga laga baga daga laga baga daga laga. Thank you for the multiplicity of miracles, of signs and wonders. Ikabarata shaka balaga baga da. Laga braga daga laga baga da. Laga braga daga laga baga. Laga braga daga laga baga da. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Psalm 91 and verse 4. The Bible says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Psalm 107 and verse 20. The Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Say after me, Father, I ask that you will open my eyes to your preservation world in this season to serve as a shield for my preservation throughout 2024. Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you will open my eyes to your preservation world in this season to serve as a shield for my preservation throughout 2024. Lord, in Jesus' name.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Lift up your voice and repeat after me. Say, Father, I ask that you help me to be sensitive to your voice of direction to me in 2024 so as to avoid the way of disaster and destruction. Lord, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and pray the prayer.
Amen.
Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I ask for the full oppression of angelic ministry around my life in 2024, shielding me from every trap of the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Of angelic ministry around my life. Saka fire. Saya ya 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 ya. Saya ya 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 ya. Laka paradaya. Lego peretaya. Saya ya ya ya. Saya ya ya ya. Laka paradaya. Laka paya. Sadaya. 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 Laka paragalagadia. Saya ya 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 ya. Saya ya 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 ya. Fuck up, Paradise! Sire!
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Genesis 35 and in verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the city that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say, Father, I ask that you establish your terror around my life and endeavor against the pursuit of every adversary. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, somebody pray.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. For I, seeth the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Lift your hand and pray. Say, Father, I ask that you establish your wall of fire around my life and endeavor to shield me from every onslaught of the enemy in 2024. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask that you will establish a wall of fire around our life and endeavor to shield us from every onslaught of the enemy in 2024, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Now we are praying. Isaiah 65 and verse 8. Thus said the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for the blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. Somebody say amen. Say, Father, I ask that your blessing hedge will shield me against every destructive agenda of the enemy against my life in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray.
Your blessing has your God.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Lift up your voices and say, Father, I ask for spiritual sensitivity to hear your voice clearly in order to escape disaster and destruction in 2024. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices, make that a prayer.
that I'll hear your voice. Spiritual sensitivity to hear your voice that will have bad destruction and disaster.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5 says, And say unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, said the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Amen. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that every spiritual limiting wall or forces established around the spiritual perimeter of dynamics be demolished and set off on fire until we function fully as a church without walls. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Every limiting wall, we set you on fire.
Precious name. The Lord heard us and he answered us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen.
Amen.
Is there anything on your mind particularly you want to whisper to God tonight? 1 minute and 30 seconds. Take position and take a personal supplication. We are in the middle of the fasting and prayer. It's the third day. Lord, I am here before you. I thank you because of preservation and protection. I honor you. I adore you. I'm making demands on this or on that. And if you have your expectation form, you can read it out before the Lord and tell him what is on your mind. Very, very quickly and sharply. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Now, as we are about to take the communion, anywhere you are tonight, in need of surrender to Jesus,
in need of forgiveness for your sins. You are here and you are saying, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want today to make a new day in my life. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.